Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's President and CEO, Tansley Stern, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Nakiso Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by PSCU Co-op Solutions, Trisend, Envisant, Typhoon, Bonafide, CU Healthcare Pay Card, and CU Next Gen. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2024 Nakiso Network here in beautiful Orlando, Florida. And look who we have in the studio lounge. Oh my gosh, two great representatives of the credit union industry. Right next to me is Manal Gupta from Star One. Is it Star One Federal Credit Union or Star One Credit Union?
It is Star One Credit Union.
All righty then. Nice to see you, Manal. How are you?
Nice to see you too. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Better now
Fantastic.
That you're here. And then right next to Manal is Mr. Keith Riddle, none other than Keith Riddle from Typhoon. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Mike. Good to see you again.
Good to see you as well. Yeah, we were talking before the recording. It's so great to see people in person, and we get to talk and brainstorm and all this type of stuff. So, yeah. So before we get started with the really cool topic that we're going to be talking about, how's the conference going for you guys? Any feedback, any highlights yet? Manal, anything to share?
It's going actually great. I just landed last night.
Oh.
So it's going fantastic today so far.
Best conference ever.
Best conference.
Keith, how about you?
Yeah, the conference is very engaging. A lot of great conversations with the credit unions and potential partners. So it's been very interactive.
Good. Yeah. This conference, I think I've said it in every interview, there's kind of this entrepreneurial spirit here, this kind of startup-ish environment. Yeah. So I really enjoy the energy that's here. And I highly recommend, if you haven't been to Nakiso, make the trip. It's well worth it, for sure. So good stuff. All right, guys. Hey, say there a little bit of an announcement here, because you just obviously flew in, like you said.
Yeah.
Last night or this morning or something like that. But okay, there's this cool name that you guys call Payfinia. So share with me about Payfinia. Keith, I mean, who wants to go first to kind of lay the foundation here? Anybody?
Yeah, Keith, I'll talk about Payfinia. Okay. So Payfinia, what we've done is basically dedicated an effort to deploy solutions that are specifically oriented toward instant payment enablement.
Okay.
In working with innovative credit unions like a Star One to become the first platform in an open payment framework to support a FedNow service transaction in the country, as we spoke last time.
Yeah, so we have an interview pulled up here, because last time we talked about you guys launching FedNow and how well that's been.
Exactly.
So, yeah, okay.
So that open payment framework is supporting, obviously, Star One today and has been in production, and Manal will talk about those great results.
Yeah.
But also the aspect of enabling that for the broader part of the industry and making sure that folks that are credit unions or industry partners can connect in and get accelerated access to that functionality.
Oh, right on.
It's instant and some other payment streams to be announced that will be enabled through that platform.
Right.
So that's why Payfinia has been dedicated to that effort.
I like how you tease the other stuff, Keith.
Yeah.
Now we're really on the edge of our seat.
Thanks, Mike.
What else is going on there? Oh, my gosh.
Right?
So share with me Star One's involvement and how you guys are helping push this out there as well.
Yeah, we're actually super excited. We are one of the first credit unions that went live on Payfinia platform and on FedNow as a Send Transaction Credit Union. And since go live, we've seen an uplift of over 20% increase in our transaction volume.
Wow.
And over 22% transition of our ACH volume has gone to FedNow. So we've seen a tremendous adoption from our member perspective, and we see that they are truly enjoying using the solution quite a bit.
Are you guys are send and receive for FedNow?
And in fact, we were one of the first ones to be on this rail.
You said that last time.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. It's all coming back to me now.
Yeah. So we're super proud that we were one of the first ones, and then our member located the solution honestly without any marketing, no effort at all on their own, because it was so intuitive and easy to find that within the first hour of go live, they located the solution and really used it.
That's pretty good. That's the way things should work, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So I think you guys are going to be talking about this or even competing in today's next big idea. So tell me a little bit about that. Who's going to be on stage? Manal, are you going to be on stage?
Yeah, so that's why I'm here.
Okay.
Yes.
So the designated ringer. I like it.
But Keith will definitely be helping me through the process.
Okay, good
so
deal.
Super
good deal.
Excited. We are, Nakiso Conference, we're here to participate in the next big idea competition. We'll be competing against five other big next ideas and seeing, how we do against these other fintech organizations.
Yeah.
So super excited to see how we do.
Well, I think since it's related to FedNow, I think you're gonna have people on the edge of their seat on how this is gonna work and how well it's working already at Star One. So is that kind of like a precursor to what's gonna be coming down the turnpike here as well? Like,
it is. Share? I think the key aspect that we collaborated with Star One and why this partnership is so important for other credit unions to understand is that it involves not just access to a payment network, mm-hmm. it's very important, but the user experience and how we made that very intuitive with all of the guidance from Star One, in that member was able to find that user experience and do an instant transfer within minutes of accessing the platform and that being live. So I think those things and being the user experience and all of the fraud controls, which will be where they're really on the edge of their seat, and then releasing that into the network after all of those layered approaches mm-hmm. is really mm-hmm. the most important thing for the credit unions and partners to understand, because that is the unique perspective and I think capabilities that we have that has related to the significant success and the innovation leadership from Star One.
Yeah, and as you guys are talking, I'm thinking about it, this is kind of setting the tone mm-hmm. for the future, right? And you guys are one of the forefront runners on this as well. So how does that feel to be kind of like on the spearhead here?
I think it feels fantastic because there's so many smaller credit unions out there that find that this is an unattainable goal. When they look at FedNow or other real-time payment solutions, they think it's costly, and to Keith's point, that it's fraud susceptible, mm-hmm. And their core may not support it. But these are, we call them myths, because if you really get educated about FedNow, understand the PayFinance platform, mm-hmm. it really mm-hmm. addresses all those three concerns.
Right. Good, good.
And Keith talked about the fraud component. Since we've been live, we've actually reduced our fraud risk on this particular payment rail.
Oh my gosh.
By 51% over some of the other payment solutions that we have at Star One Credit Union.
Well, that goes in the opposite direction.
It goes in the opposite direction.
Talk about myth busting.
Exactly. Very counterintuitive, but those are the aspects where credit unions don't know necessarily what they don't know, and those myths. And being able to say these are real metrics from a real user experience mm-hmm. in production. Mm-hmm. So that was when I think it becomes material.
Right.
And less maybe esoteric for the credit unions to understand.
See, this is why I so enjoy having a credit union in here and giving us, I mean, obviously Typhoon has a reputation for putting out some great technology, obviously, mm-hmm. but when you bring in a credit union here, it really brings it to reality on how it performs Absolutely. And how well it performs. And again, it kind of sets the tone for the rest of the industry. It's like, hey, this is what's possible. And again, reducing the fraud by what, 50% you said, or 51%?
51%,
goodness
yes.
gracious. I mean, no-brainer. Are you kidding me?
Right. So, I mean, clearly to your point, it's a myth buster, right? Mm-hmm. And we are so happy that when we designed this solution, we kept this in particularly in mind to make sure we have real-time fraud mitigation tools. And we're not stopping there. Yeah. PayFinance is developing additional fraud mitigation tools to even further make the solution even more robust. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we're super excited with the solution that we have.
Yeah, I bet you are. I think the rest of the industry is going to be excited as well. Because not only are you guys are accomplishing the convenience of these instant payments, but you're addressing the fraud aspect of it as well. And there's that balance that everybody is looking for in the convenience and the security. And it sounds like you might be approaching that perfect balance, right? Is that kind of the aim here as well?
It is to reach that balance and also do it on a per credit union level, because Star One's particular aspects with respect to fraud mitigation, that's a foundation and things that they'll want to evolve. Mm-hmm. The next credit union may want something slightly different that they want to use in terms of their fraud mitigation techniques. Mm-hmm. So having an open platform that allows those unique aspects to be plugged in, while also expanding some of those what we call native fraud aspects mm-hmm. and layering that we're building into the platform. So I think it only becomes more robust,
no doubt,
by all the credit unions bringing their perspectives into this collaborative open framework.
Yeah, the more credit unions that come in, and that just equates to better and better down the line for each and every credit union, for sure. Yeah,
absolutely.
Everyone has their input in there, and it just makes it better. So
I
love this stuff of like what's possible, and now it's not only what's possible, what's a reality, and you guys are experiencing it right now. So.
Yeah, and speaking of reality, I think, you know, PayFinance is not going to stop developing their roadmap further. So we're going to look at additional solutions that support FedNow, mm-hmm. such as maybe a teller module, being able to support this behind the wire rails so that those transactions can process much faster. Ability to fund mortgage or car loans. Mm. These are things that we're considering in the
future. Now you're talking, Manal. Now you're talking.
So
I
think this is fantastic. And the sky is the limit when it comes to the payment space with FedNow and PayFinance partnership.
Yeah, this is transforming the industry right before our eyes, I think, right?
It is.
Yeah.
And it's focusing on the operational efficiency on the back end, to Manal's point. So we have certainly solutions that plug into consumers or members, both on the business side and the retail side, but also the credit unions want to be able to optimize their payment flows, to Manal's point. Why would I want to send a costly wire when I could send it through a more cost-effective, immediately settled rail?
Secure as well.
It's about a user experience. It provides those options that releases it into the right payment experience or rail.
Yeah.
So I think that's where the collaboration is really now evolving into receiving payments, allowing your members to make payments, allowing the credit union to initiate payments. And then some advanced functionality that will be layered in as well.
Okay, yeah. And to have Star One working with you guys on, hey, what's working, what's not working, hey, we can improve this here, this is great here, that type of stuff, man, that's just
invaluable.
Great feedback for sure, for sure. Which, again, helps those other credit unions down the line.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And just to kind of add to that, you know, there's so many different players in the industry besides PayFinia right now that are offering the solution. But PayFinia is different from the other providers. The reason being is because PayFinia has the intuitive platform that we talked about earlier that members can actually locate without having to have that extra effort. It's embedded into existing payment platform, so it's easy to find.
Yeah, yeah.
Those fraud mitigation tools that we talked about is such a huge differentiator among the other players that are out in the industry. It makes it much more robust, and that having that extra roadmap that is not just the different products and solutions that they're developing, but we're looking at developing a directory that supports PayFinia.
Okay.
And it's kind of like having that Zelle type of experience where consumers can just type in a cell phone number and transfer money.
That's the best, isn't it?
So PayFinia is much more forward thinking.
Yeah.
And really thinking of different solutions. So it really differentiates PayFinia from other providers.
Yeah, yeah. Like in our family, we use Apple Cash. Apple Cash. And so just my wife and I use it. So, hey, I need an extra $50 or I need an extra $100, whatever. It's that type of experience
where you'll be identified very unique variable. Yeah. You won't have to provide your routing and transit number and account number and be able to move that in a very frictionless state.
Yeah.
So I can basically move that in a way that's secure, obviously, but also as convenient as possible for the sender and the recipient.
It's almost fun, you know?
It is fun.
It is fun. Why would I say almost? Yeah. Especially for you guys and your members, too. My gosh, the feedback you guys must be getting is tremendous.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And I think the biggest thing in all this is consumers, when we think about faster payments, it moves at speed of light. But for credit unions, the cost factor tends to be a big roadblock. And this is a cost-effective solution.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, a big deal.
Yeah,
for a lot of
I think so too. And there's that R word that keeps coming up. Credit unions always, they want to be relevant, and I think this is one of the wonderful arrows in the quiver that really puts them up there. And we always say technology is the great equalizer. Here, another one that's being met as well.
Absolutely.
So this is fantastic.
Absolutely.
Fantastic stuff.
Yeah,
so yeah, good stuff. Exciting. Anything else to add? Any other surprises you want to share with us? Or should we save those for the next conversation?
I think we'll save them for the next conversation.
Good,
however,
good.
The only last piece I would like to say is to credit unions is if you don't join on this bandwagon, I think you'll be left behind. Keith talked about a lot of different tools and innovation out there, and you mentioned specifically, you know, making sure that if you are trying to be a credit union in a payment space, if you don't really get on this bandwagon, you will be left behind.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, and I think it's, we hear from some credit unions where my members aren't really asking for it, where your members probably don't ask for a variety of solutions that they'll seek elsewhere.
Exactly.
So it's a matter of they want immediacy, they want convenience, they want security, and those are all capabilities that you get through this instant payment exchange framework.
Yep.
So to Manal's point, if they don't, they will become irrelevant. We don't want the I, we want them to stay in the R.
Yes.
And that's our goal.
Well said. Well said. Yeah, good stuff, guys. Alrighty. Well, again, I keep saying every year these are really exciting times, but gosh, you know, 2024 is going to be really exciting.
Absolutely.
And you guys are living it right now.
We're
so
living
really
it.
Fun to see.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Alrighty. Well, look forward to the next conversation, keeping us on the edge of our seats as always, guys. So we appreciate the time and keep up the good work. All right. Well done.
Thank you,
Mike.
Bravo, guys.
Nakiso Studio Lounge Interviews brought to you by PSU Crop Solutions, Tricen, and Visint.
Typhoon, Bonify, CU Healthcare Pay Card, and CU NextGen.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.